Season countdown continues. Time to talk all things Port Arlington. The Demons last year finishing ninth in the BFL with 3 wins and 15 losses. Coaching again this year, Jesse Smith, good enough to join us in the K-Rock headquarters. Jess, welcome to you.
G'day, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Talk to us about the off-season for Port Arlington. 3 wins last year, including the great result against Geelong Amateur that I think everybody's still talking about. First ever win over Amos in their 25 years in the competition. Is it wins like those that give hope that you're not too far away?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we old cliche, I suppose, but we tried not to get too carried away. We definitely enjoyed it and embraced the win. But as a coach, I didn't want one win to identify our whole season 2018. But looking back, it probably did, and rightly so in a number of ways in regards to supporters and that. Brought a lot of joy to those faces because we've been on the receiving end of a lot of beltings over the years from Amos, as you would have seen. And it was as good as it was, and as much as we did get a bit of confidence for that, I think that we played the second time we played them, they beat us by over 100 points. So a few key learnings from it were not to get too carried away.
Yep.
But yeah, we do draw a bit of inspiration and hope into the lead up against the better sides, that we can actually beat them.
Yep.
If we're on the day and we execute the game plan correctly. So yeah, there are a couple of key good takings from that.
You've been under the radar, it's fair to say, in terms of player movement in the off season. A couple of clubs have hogged a bit of the spotlight, Drysdale and Barn Heads, probably two that come to mind. We spoke with Rory Nicol last week about, I suppose, you know, your list is improving, but you're coming from so far back, it's really hard to play catch up, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And coming from so far back, you know, this is my third year as head coach at Port. So we think we bridge the gap every summer, and then the better sides have recruited just as good, if not better. So we're all about trying to bridge that gap and peg it back season by season, game by game, if you want to break it down like that. So the comp is getting really good. Every year it's getting better. I think even in the 3 years I've been there, it's got a lot better. So I think reason for that is a lot of ex-GFL guys used to come back to the BFL at probably 30 years of age plus. Now they're getting the guys back at 25 years old. So they've still got 7 or 8 good years of footy and they're coming back in their prime. You know, the Jimmy Lintons is a good example of that, and there's a lot of others as well. So, answer to your question, we like to think we're bridging the gap, but so does everyone else, so it makes it hard.
You drew first blood in terms of recruiting, though. You got the big fish in Dan Measures. He's on the other side of 30, but his football is still as good as anybody's in the district, as he showed in the grand final. He completely blanketed Aiden Grace as St Joseph's beat St Mary's. How did that come about that Daniel Measures is playing for Port Arlington?
Yeah, it was just by pure chance, actually. My senior assistant, Jamie Morgan, who's had to retire due to a hip injury, was actually... went to the Joey's Grand Final and went back to the club rooms after the games. His brother-in-law is Zach Morrison. So there's a bit of a connection there. Anyway, Jumbo sort of got talking to Dan, and one thing led to another, and we made contact and hit the jackpot, literally, with him. There was a little tie there, but like I said, Jamie Morgan put in a tremendous amount of work just to get the meeting. And then everything that we were trying to do and trying to accomplish as a club was in line with what Dan Measures wanted to do. He wanted to come back and help a club. Yep. He had several. He could have gone any club in the region, basically. Yep. He could have jumped on the gravy train at any top five club around the region. But, huge amount of respect for Dan for coming to us, because it's a challenge, as everyone knows. I'm not going to hide behind that. But he wanted to help a club go from the bottom to mid-range and even higher in future seasons. So that's how that came about.
How long do you hope to have him for? As I say, he's the other side of 30.
Yeah,
he's played a lot of footy.
Yeah, he's played a heap of footy. Just the lazy 9 premierships for Dan.
So, three at Queenscliff, 3 at Joey's, and 3 up in the NT.
Up in the NT, yeah. So we're hoping that lucky streak continues on at Port, because, they seem to follow him around the old flags. But he's the other side of 30, but still got some really good footy ahead of him. So we signed him on a 2-year deal And yeah, all going well, he'll finish his career off at Port Arlington.
Okay, talk to us about some of the other recruits. Clay Mulgrew from Colac is a very talented junior. I think pulled all right in an under-19.
Come runners up last year, yeah, in the 19s BNF. So Clay's fantastic pickup. Again, really fluked him. It was just word of mouth on a tradie site from a connection at the club on the committee. Again, one thing led to another, and we chased him fairly hard and were lucky enough to secure him. Clay, he's a natural footballer. Yep. Didn't set the world on fire in the running over pre-season, but I'll tell you what, when the footies come out in the first practice match last week, and we did a couple of intra-clubs over the last month, he's well ahead of where he should be at that age. Yep. He's one of those players where time stands still when he's got the footy in his hands, and he's a really good decision maker and really, really good by foot, both sides of the body, so he's a good pickup.
Give us some of the other names that you've picked up that you hope to have an impact come round one.
Yeah, Ross Solano is another good young kid. His family moved down to Port Arlington from Greenvale. He played at Gisborne last year in the Bendigo Footy League. Had some really good games off half back wing where he played midfield role, resting up forward, and he kicked a couple of bags of four. He's about 6'2", really athletic, fit, high half forward midfielder. So he'll hopefully have a really good season as well.
Okay. Luke Priddle, you're still working on getting from Corio?
Yeah, so he's mates with Dan Measures. We signed both of them at the same time. A few things to happen there to get him cleared from Corio.
Is he contracted to Corio?
No, I don't think he's contracted, not from what he said, but there's a few things to get to happen there. But he's just had twins. He's got a couple other kids already for a young fella, so he's got a bit going on at home. So we're just going to have a chat to him and see which way he wants to go.
Okay. Dominic Sicuzzo, brother Pasquale, he's already at the club, able to get him down. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, so similar to Pazza, his brother Dom's is a fairly solidly built midfield slash forward, has been a part of North Heidelberg Footy Club, part of all their success and premiership and final success over the years, so he'll add some much-needed leadership.
And you've gone and got a young ruckman from Ocean Grove. Kim Jones has unfortunately retired.
Yeah.
Huge blow, obviously one of the quality ruckmen of the competition. Talk to us about Jess Rapper.
Yeah, so unfortunately Kim let us know about a month ago that he was just going to retire. His body, he's a big guy. He's carried that big frame around for years and didn't really rest much last year, which probably come to bite us in the bum a little bit this year because his body just hasn't recovered still from last year. So big loss, but in saying that, Jess Rapper from Ocean Grove's name come up a couple of weeks ago. Hadn't played for a couple of years. Played his juniors at Ocean Grove. He's got a few mates at Port. Yep. He's about 6'5". Looked really good in the practice match last week. So he'll bring a different dynamic. His second and third efforts are really good. Bit energetic, which you expect with a young ruckman. Bit raw, so a little bit of a project for the coaching staff to work with him closely over the year. But, yeah, some really good attributes, and we're wrapped to have him on board.
Nick and Chris Danielle have been good servants of the club over the last 4 or 5 years, but both are having a year off.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So Chris was our captain last year, so that leadership. And Nick coached when Spirelli got moved on from the club a couple of years ago before I took the role on and helped out and coached the last 8 games of the year and is a really good leader down back. But he's just had a young boy, Hudson, and he's building his own home, so that's Nick's reason for not playing. And Chris just lost the passion last year. Tough gig as captain, obviously only won 3 games, so I think what we're seeing with Chris is a consequence of not winning too many games over a long period of time, and that can wear thin on any footballer. So he's a no for now, but I'm hopeful once the footy starts back up, he might come back.
Okay. You've announced your leadership group. You're going with a young captain too.
Yeah. So Will Foot, lives and breathes Port Arlington. His old man was coach, Greg, years ago. Just a really good fit for captain. Had a little stint at Geelong West a few years ago, but come back to Port. So he unfortunately had a bit of an injury interrupted last year with his shoulder, but he's come back really fit. The boys love him. They've known each other for a long time, so he was a good fit for captain.
What's been the focus over pre-season? Was there something you identified off the back of last year that you needed to do to hopefully be even more competitive against the top sides?
So we've gone really hard on defence, as the rest of the comp has. So just to limit those big scores to get kicked against us and really play tempo footy and control the game when we have to and take the pace off when we have to. So, you'll see a lot defensively minded mindset from the group this year. A lot fitter. We had a really strong pre-season, as everyone probably says this time of year. But if you want to play that high defence game or defence first game, you have to be fit and to nail it for four quarters. So, yeah, we won't take the flair away from the natural footballers out there. But, yeah, definitely working on our defence and we've looked fairly good.
You're not hiding what you're doing. You've gone, as a club, pretty hard on social media with photos and videos and the like. I suppose as a club down at that end of the peninsula and nobody beyond you, you're the last club basically out there, you need to be able to sell yourself in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to sell the club. So we've got Andrew McDougall, who's taken on that role. He's on the committee this year and he's been fantastic. He only started a couple of months ago promoting it and he's just getting better and better. Something we were behind the eight ball a little bit with compared to other clubs, the social media side of it.
Yep.
So I'm really happy and Dougs is doing a fantastic job. And like you said, you have to be a salesman and you have to sell the club, especially in a club in our position. You have to try and spread the word that it's positive and a good culture and a good family place to be. Yep. And social media is a good avenue for that these days.
Juniors hasn't been easy to fill sides. How are you tracking this year?
Yeah, good. The numbers are picking up. Yeah, so we're hopeful of having 19s over the next year or two. Okay. We've got a lot of people putting a lot of time and effort into that. Coming from where we were 3 years ago, I'd say we're in a lot better position with juniors.
So you feel 17s, 15s, 13s?
This year 17s, 15s, 13s, correct. Yep. So we've just got to keep those 17, 18, 19-year-olds once they get their licence and do all that sort of stuff. That's the issue. But we've got a bit of a subcommittee looking after that now. So, I'm pretty confident it's in the right hands.
Yep. Talk to us about, I suppose, going forward. I think you're contracted till at least the end of next year, if not 20.
Yeah, the end of next year, yeah.
Yep. That stability that the club gave you must have been a great vote of confidence in you.
Yeah, it was. So my first year only won one game and then got signed up after only one game last year. So they've looked after me there. But I think where the club's been good, they realise where we're at. They can see my vision and what we're trying to do as a coaching group. And we don't really, as much as I'd like to, judge where we're at by wins and losses. We're not in a position to do that.
Yep.
It's about getting young kids on board, developing the juniors. And just that overall buy-in from the playing group, because it wasn't there when I took over. It's baby steps. Yeah, but they've looked after me, signed until the end of next year, which is fantastic.
Who's impressed on the track? Anybody that maybe, made a handy twos player last year, was on the fringe, but has come back this summer and said, look, I reckon I'm worthy of a spot at 10 past two?
Not so much twos players. Probably guys that weren't really doing all that great in seniors last year, but they were in and out of the side. So, like guys like Shane Whiffen, he's only played footy for probably a handful of years now. He's actually vice captain this year. Really good wingman. Last year he took his game from 0 to 10 in the first six games and really had a great year. So we've elevated him into a leadership role, which hopefully he'll enjoy. Shane Whiffen, the guys like Mickey McNeil, who's been there for a while, has had a really good, strong pre-season. And just those guys that were on the fringe that have really elevated themselves to really solid senior players.
Okay. Your first four, Anglesey, Amos, Newcombe and Drysdale, Anglesey down at Anglesey. How do you attack the first month? Do you look at the year in blocks or do you... the old cliche is 1 week at a time, but...
Yeah.
Surely you're
preparing. Yeah, 4 weeks at a time. We look at it and we sort of, the guys know who they're playing, but we just sort of put up on the whiteboard in the rooms, 4 games at a time just to break the season down. We're, like I touched on earlier, we're about small wins and we break games down by 5 minute blocks. So we do that with the season as well. So, the Anglesey and Amos first 2 games up, they've looked after us, haven't they? But that's footy. We have to play them all eventually. So it's a tough ask for the first couple of weeks, but. Hopefully we can just be competitive in those first 2 games. And then we've got Newcombe and Drysy on Anzac Day. So it'll be a bit of a mix for the first 4 weeks, but just as long as we can be competitive.
What's realistic for Port Arlington in 2019? Have you got a win-loss ratio in mind?
Yeah, look, I've been asked that a little bit, and I, like I said, I don't want to just sound cliche, but I don't really want to judge our success or how far we've improved by wins and losses. I know it's footy, and you might just be thinking I'm a coach just with a throw-off line, but it's really not. It's the little things that we're trying to identify and trying to implement, like leadership, blokes coming to training, and if blokes aren't coming to training, getting those leaders to, you know, talk to them, not just leave it up to the coaches and they can drive it. But yeah, look, we won three last year, so it'd be nice to win a few more than that. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, five or six would be a nice platform. It's a tough comp, as you said. The Ballerina, it's getting better every year. Is Bowen Heads the team to beat, from what you've seen?
Look, Modern Warrior, good outfit. Well structured, well coached. And they're still hungry, I think. I think they're fairly young too, so they're going to be hungry and hard to knock over again. But, oh yeah, Bowen Heads. I think Modern Warrior had a couple of stints in finals before they won it last year. Bowen Heads probably were in that similar stage where they probably got a bit nervous come prelim. Come grand final. So, I reckon with that under their belt from last year, making last year's grand final, they'll probably go that one step further this year. So Bowen Heads are my tip.
It's going to be a great comp either way. We'll see what unfolds in 2019. Jess, really appreciate you coming into K-Rock, having a chat to us, and wish the Demons all the best for this year.
Thanks, Kingy. Cheers, mate.
Jesse Smith, coach of Port Arlington, joining us here as part of the season countdown. And of course, you can join us too. Be involved, krockfootball.com.au. We've got the Momentum Energy tipping. We have GFL and BFL tipping, as well as AFL. Not too late to get involved. I know round one's done and dusted, but you may jump on board and make a run at it. $1,000 up for grabs in all three leagues. And if your club that you nominate, you lead the tipping and you nominate Port Arlington, the Demons will get $1,000 as well, thanks to Momentum Energy. Next in our season countdown series, going to catch up with Queenscliff coach Steve Clark.